Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
I think you look at the Australian 15 or the Australian 11 and you start thinking about, some match winners, plenty of match winners there. Hads, when you look at some of the other teams that are here, most notably those near the top of the market, is there any individuals, one in particular from each team that you think, well, these are the guys to keep an eye on during the course of this World Cup?
Yeah, let's start with India. I think one of the big ones is Hardik Pandya. We've seen him a couple of times out here in Australia. He's got a lot of power. He can clear the fence. Now, he's a three-dimensional player. He bats, bowls and fields. And with Bumrah out of the squad, Hardik Pandya can take the new ball. He does swing it. He bowls tough overs at the end. And he's matured a lot. He captained the IPL franchise to a win last year. New Zealand, the one I'm really interested in, that Trent Bolt's the obvious one, but Devin Conway, to me, I think New Zealand, they'll be always there and thereabouts in big tournaments. But what Devin Conway gives, it gives him another class batsman. We know Kane Williamson's class, but Devin Conway is a left-hander at the top of the order. He keeps wickets. He's a class act. So I think he's one to look at. If I have a look at South Africa, there's a couple of names that stand out, but the one I'm going to have a look at is Rabada, mate. He's quick. He wants to put his mark on these big events, and you need it. I think they need a cult hero to follow in this big event. They can get behind him, and he gets some bit of emotion going. I think he can help South Africa. The other one as well, this is not I'm not stating anything new, but Jos Buttler. Mate, I think he's the number one ranked 2020 batsman in the world. We got a little bit of a taste recently in Perth against Australia, but let's just hope that wicket keeping, being a new captain, doesn't hold him down. And when he gets out there, he's a true entertainer and a powerful, powerful athlete.
Yeah, well, we've actually got markets up for every team, top batsman and top bowler. And Jos Buttler is the very firm favourite for the English side to get the most runs. He's at $2. Well clear of the next pick, which is Alex Hales, 380. And you see the just the awareness of the situation as well. I think early in the tournament where there was that situation with Matty Wade potentially handling the ball, and when they asked him if he was going to appeal, and he realised the length of the tour that was still to come. So I think he understands the conditions that he's playing in. And just on a couple of those other points, the top bowler market for India, Pandya is actually $16. So if you think there's a chance there that he could get the new ball, and that might represent a little bit of value, the South African option of Rabada at $3.20 is the favourite there, with Shamsi, who you touched on earlier, at $3.60. But I agree, if he can get a bit of lift, then that's certainly going to provide value. And from the Kiwi side of things, Conway is certainly well and truly being supported in our markets. He's the $3 favourite in front of Williamson at $4. So plenty of markets there available to look at for the individual players.
And another market and another one that's hard to gauge, and they're a very good team, is they're probably the form team last World Cup, but got knocked off just before the final, is Pakistan. Now, a big in for them over the last couple of days is Afridi. The big left-arm quicks come back from fitness. There's a little bit of concern whether he'd get up in time for this. And he's someone that's going to be really effective with the new ball. Mate, you've obviously got the captain in Bubba. We know the class he is, and Rizwa at the top of the order. It'll be interesting to see those two at the top, if they don't do the bulk of their batting, who in the middle order can stand up and get big runs. I think they've got some players in the middle order that can play a role off the back of the openers doing really well. I don't see too many in the middle order that can take the game like right away with a good 70 or 80.
I think the betting market certainly exaggerates that point, because Pakistan top batsman is Babar at 215, Rizwan at 240, then the third pick is $12. So quite a significant gap there between the top two. So that probably hammered home Hadz's point.
Just going back to that point you made about Josh Butler and the length of the tour and why he didn't appeal with the Matthew Wade incident, et cetera, et cetera. Give us your take on that, Hadz. Personally, you know, when in doubt, what would Douglas Jardine do? Should be the thing running through any England skipper's brain, I would have thought.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy. Oh, I didn't like the press conference afterwards. If it wasn't the start of the tour, I would have appealed. It's a long tour in Australia. I'm a simpler man than that. If you think it's out, you appeal. If you don't think it's out, don't appeal. Matthew Wade hit in the head. He's probably in a bit of shock. And I thought what he did really well, Matty Wade, is he shepherded the ball. He's a big AFL fan, and I thought he shepherded Mark Wood really well off the ball. He admitted to it up. He admitted to it afterwards that Matty Wade, he got it wrong. He's just caught up in the moment a bit. But when I'm on the field making decisions, I'm not actually thinking about what the crowd's going to say. I'm thinking in the moment as captain, if I think that's out, I'll appeal. I'm not thinking what will the crowd say. I'm in Australia for 34 days. I leave on the 35th at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not thinking about that. Think about what's happening in the moment.
As a bloke who man-catted someone in a fourth grade game for Eastern Suburbs versus Parramatta District Cricket Club, I think you know my thoughts on that as well.